Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of No Shame Ass, the podcast. So in this episode, I wanted to talk to you about the home inspection. Who are you going to choose to kick the tires on your new house? You know, because if you are purchasing a property, chances are you did put in there an inspection contingency. And if you didn't, then you're in trouble right off the bat. But if you did, you know, you're going to have to select somebody to actually do the inspection. You know, and so you got a few options. Option one, you could do it yourself. You know, but I would suggest you don't, because unless you have a construction background or you're a general contractor or you're a plumber or you're an electrician, you know, you might want to leave this up to somebody who has more experience in that field. Because to me, your home purchase is just too much of an investment to gamble on your expertise in these areas. So you got option two. You could actually use a friend or a family member who has a construction background, who could be an electrician or a plumber or something like that. You can have them do the inspection, right? Yes, you can. And that would be better than you doing it. However, consider this. Most times they won't have any financial skin in the game, so to speak. You know, they won't be buying the house with you. So, you know, they are only doing this as like a favor. So if they don't have any financial investment into the property, you gotta understand, if they miss something, it could be crucial. Because let's say you had your uncle do the inspection, you know, because he's a general contractor or whatever. And 3 months after you closed on the deal and you're moved in, you find out that the roof, you know, is in terrible shape and it needs to be re-roofed, and maybe your uncle missed it. Okay, so what's gonna happen then? You know, a new roof is gonna cost you $20,000, $30,000. Who knows what it's gonna cost at the time. You can't go back to your uncle and be like, yo, Unc, what the hell, man? You missed the roof. The roof is terrible, and now I got to spend all this money to get it fixed. Can you help make it right? Chances are he's not, you know, because he's going to be like, yo, bro, I did the inspection for you as a favor, okay? So it's not my house. It's your house, and I just did you a solid, and you know what? If I'm going to throw you a bone, I don't want to know how it tastes. So, you know, you could see where it could still cause a problem, because he could miss something and, you know, you're gonna be left holding the bag. So then you have option three, which is actually hire a professional. You know, bite the bullet, spend the money, hire a professional. And they're not, you know, I mean, they could range in cost, but, you know, for the most part, most of them is like anywhere between $500 and $700. And they are professionals in this field. That's all they do is inspect houses. You know, and that's the kind of person you want, because they can tell you what's good, what's bad, you know, structurally sound, if this is just a wear and tear item. And because this is all they do, they're experts in their field. So I want to give you a couple of tips if you are going to choose a professional. What you should do with a professional is, number one, you should make sure they're licensed and insured, okay? This is a big deal, because there's a lot of like small-time home inspectors out there, you know, kind of like one-man shows. And right there in the contract that you sign, they might say, you know what, I am only liable to the cost of the inspection. So let's say the roof scenario happens, right? You closed on the house, 3 months later, you found out that the roof is shit, and you're gonna go after this inspector because he missed it. You know, because that paper that you signed says he's only liable to the cost of the inspection, you know, you can only go after him for whatever the inspection costs. So even though the new roof is gonna cost you $20,000, $30,000, he's only liable to whatever he charged you, which was like, you know, maybe $500, $600. So that's a big deal. Now, if you do find one that's licensed and insured, you want to make sure he has some type of an E&O insurance policy, or errors and omissions insurance policy. And that way it will cover against this roof, you know, issue. So, you know, 2-3 months after you close, you find out you need a new roof, you can go after the inspector. The inspector will be like, my bad, bro. I will file a claim with my E&O insurance, and it should cover something like that. Okay, so understand, you need to find somebody that's licensed and that's insured, and, you know, insured with E&O insurance for anything that he's inspecting. Okay, and number two, the second tip I want to give you is actually try to be there for the home inspection. You know, try to come down, like whenever you schedule it or your realtor schedules it, you want to be there during the home inspection. Maybe not during the whole inspection, but definitely towards the end, because you want to be able to walk through the property with the inspector and just ask him, you know, okay, so I want to know, what did you find about the property? What was wrong or what needs attention? And he might say, okay, certain things are just wear and tear. You just want to take care of this in the next few months. And some things are structural, so you need to take care of this right away. So it always helps to actually walk through the property with the inspector. So that's all I have on this subject, and those are the two tips I can give you. So if you have any questions at all, feel free to email me at chris@noshameass.com. If you like this, share it with everybody, because that's all we're doing, is we're putting out the knowledge for everyone to consume. Aloha.